9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, February 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The red-hot jobs report sent U.S. stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 128 points, or 0.4%, to close at 33,926. The S&P 500 was down 43 points, or 1%, and the Nasdaq finished the day down 194 points, or 1.6%. The January jobs picture, which included 517,000 payrolls being added to the economy, beat expectations and raised fears that interest rate increases may continue longer than expected. Shares of Apple rose 2.4%, rebounding a day after the company announced a decline in revenue for the first time in nearly 4 years. But other big tech companies that reported disappointing earnings continued to lose ground. Amazon fell 8.4%, and Alphabet finished 3% lower. Shares of Ford Motor fell 7.6%. The automaker said it's still struggling to secure necessary parts, especially semiconductor chips, to boost production and get cars into customers' hands. Activision Blizzard shares were down 2.4% after the video game company agreed to pay $35 million to resolve an SEC investigation into how it disclosed reports of workplace harassment and misconduct. And shares of Nordstrom were up 25%. Activist investor Ryan Cohen has taken a sizable stake in the upscale department store chain to make changes to its board following a steep share price decline, according to people familiar with the matter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.